You're listening to The Naked Scientist, and today we are talking all about the very latest in science concerned with the treatment and prevention of cancer. Now, cervical cancer is the second most common type of cancer in women under 35, and the majority of these cancers are caused by infection with members of a family of viruses known as the human papillomaviruses, or HPV. Now, there are more than 100 different types of HPV, which can cause verrucas and warts and all sorts of things like genital warts. But surprisingly, in fact, just two types of HPV, known as strains 16 and 18, are the cause of the majority of cervical cancers. Now, this means it's been possible to make a vaccine to prevent infection with these cancer-causing strains. And this is now being rolled out across the UK and given initially to girls aged between 12 and 13. Now, Dr. Anne Sharevsky is from Cancer Research UK, and she joins us now to explain a bit more about the vaccine. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Now, can we start off, first of all, with just a little bit more about what HPV is and why does it cause cancer?
Well, HPV is a human papillomavirus, and it's an extremely common virus. And it basically, it's been described as a normal consequence of having sex, that it's actually so common that just about everyone's going to get it at some point in their lives. So in itself, it's quite boring, actually. But the problem is that some people don't get rid of it. Most people catch HPV, a bit like a cold, and, you know, a month later or something, they've got rid of it. A small percentage of people don't get rid of it. And it's those people where the virus becomes persistent, where it kind of takes hold, that then it can start to change the cells, it can make them abnormal, and it can then cause cancer.
Right. And now there's this brand new vaccine, which we've been hearing about in the last couple of weeks. How does that work?
Basically, what it does is it mimics the virus. So it's what's called a virus-like particle. So they've taken the coat, the sort of the coat of the virus, and they've made it look exactly like the coat of the actual virus. But there's no HPV DNA inside, so there's no active anything that could actually give you disease. So it's a sort of like a sort of just a ghost in a way. And so, but what it does is it makes the immune system think that the virus is actually there, because the immune system recognizes this coat and it reacts to it. So you get a very strong response from the immune system without there being anything present that could actually harm you.
So why does the presence of the virus itself not lead to any kind of immunity and, you know, sort of a natural way of getting rid of the cancers?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. And this virus appears to have kind of evolved and adapted so that it kind of just sits around. What it does is it invades skin cells. And if you think about this, your immune system has to be more or less turned off to what goes on your skin, or we would all have loads and loads of allergies, you know, on our skin all the time. We'd all be sort of atopic, eczematous. So your skin is actually relatively turned off in terms of immunity. And so the HPV takes advantage of that, and it actually invades into skin cells, which are kind of under the radar, if you like, of the immune system. And so it can just replicate quietly, doesn't go into the bloodstream, so it doesn't alert any sort of part of the immune system that it's there. And it just replicates and replicates. And then, of course, the skin is shed all the time, and that's how it's passed on from one person to another. So the other important thing to know about it is that it's not just transmitted through penetrative sex. It's transmitted through skin-to-skin contact. So you can get it without actually having had sex.
And coming back to the vaccine, what sort of numbers do we need to look at in terms of protection to try and combat this as a disease in the population?
Well, if we're looking at what's called herd immunity, which is where you sort of need to have enough people vaccinated so that the whole population becomes protected, even those who aren't, then you're really talking around 80%, which I think is quite an ambitious target.
Absolutely. And why is it that we're targeting these girls at this particular age, at around 12 years old?
Two reasons. One is that the vaccines will obviously work best before there's been any contact, any possible contact with HPV. So you want to vaccinate people before they've actually had sex. But also importantly, most vaccines actually work best when they're given to younger children, adolescents, because in terms of immunity, you're actually quite old by the time you're 20, which is rather a sad thought. So your immune system's kind of already sort of running down by then. So you get the best antibody response if you actually give it to young adolescents.
And am I right that there is any, is there some level of cross protection to other types of HPV and types of HPV that cause other problems like genital warts? Have we got any kind of protection against those things as well with this vaccine?
Okay, well then I think it's important to realise there are actually two vaccines, and one of them does contain the strains of HPV that would be for genital warts, but the one that's being rolled out in the vaccination programme is the one that only contains the cervical cancer types. However, it does appear that there is cross-protection against other HPV types, but they are the cancer types. So, interestingly enough, this vaccine that is being used in the programme appears to have quite good protection against HPV 45, which is another of the more important ones in cancer, and also HPV 31.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Anne. Well, that was Anne Sharavsky from the Cancer Research UK. She was explaining to us about the HPV vaccine, which is the first real vaccine we've had against any form of cancer. So this really is very exciting, and it's giving us the possibility that we might be able to stamp out one of the really deadly forms of cancer.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientist.